Blog Talk Radio.
Viva Mary Kate,
that on the spot diva from east to the west coast, grinds off the meter, that blog talk Shira, giving boys the blues, that laugh at their ass on that hot mess news, with hot topics and Mary Kay products, log on and tune in, cause the lines might be tied up. I love it, boy, you already know, you're listening to the only diva spot radio.
Diva Mary Kay, 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 Diva Mary Kay,
y'all. It's your girl Diva Mary Kay. You are now tuning in live to Diva Spot Radio ENT. It's Thursday, so it's Feed the Wolves. I got my co-host in the building, Future Guru 100, Mr. Value, Mr. Go-To God for everything, Mr. Get In and Get Out. What's going on, co-host? How you doing?
Shout out to everybody supporting Feed the Wolves. Shout out to Bangham Smurf, Mikey T, Six Lord, FDW, Domination, Money Mo, you know what I'm saying, everybody, Ricky Red, South Florida Don, you know, so the list goes on, and I want to quote my dude Money Mo and let people know that this is a family, and guess what, he said, we like a team full of LeBrons, you know, LeBron James, that is, so like, everybody moving, everybody on the same page, and everybody doing the right thing, you know, for the Feed the Wolves movement. So I want to shout everybody that's supporting and retweeting. Shout out to Gangsta Paul. He supports the show. You know, shout out to Low Pro that's going to be on tonight, Ryan B. Mikey T putting it together. You know, Mikey T on deck right now. Mikey T, the movie star, doing all videos. You guys can step your game up and get noticed. And, you know, it's a Hollywood, you know, he's taking it Hollywood. He said the movie star, that's Hollywood. You think about a movie star, that you better be thinking about Hollywood.
You know, speaking of Hollywood.
I'm behind the scenes.
Definitely. Mikey T in the front. Mikey T is definitely in the front doing
the
his
front.
Thing. Got that camera rolling at all at 24/7, 365 a day. We got another star that's coming in the building tonight. Low Pro, Feed the Wolves. Yo, he got this crazy, crazy banger. Yo, and I watched this video, Daydreams. I mean, don't quote me. It's on YouTube. If y'all want to check out the video, go to YouTube and put in movie star management. That's movie star management, and type in Low Pro, and you can see that definitely video. We definitely honored to have him on the show tonight, and we're gonna get into some of his music in a minute. He gonna be on in a few seconds. I know y'all waiting for him. I see the hotline lighting up. I know y'all waiting for y'all. I know y'all ready to hear this fire that he got, and he got this joint called I Do This, and he's definitely doing it, and we definitely do this each and every Thursday, 9 p.m. East Coast and 6 p.m. on the West Coast, man. North and South, we definitely got the whole world locked down. We winning over here. Y'all call us up at 347-850-1521. That's 347-850-1521. And also, Feed the Wolves. Big shout out to Bangham Smurf, man. Big shout out to my co-host, like Future Guru 100. I see you doing a lot of things. I checked out your website today, your blog today, man. You got some exclusiveness going on over there. Like, yo, how do you do it?
Hey, everybody showing me love, man. You know, showing love means, you know, you already know how I'm going to come at you. Like, it's going to be real. It's going to be real different. Real and real. I'm trying to give people more for their money. I'm trying to give people a new avenue to explore as far as this networking, because, you know, I'm basically a person that builds these business relationships not only for myself, but when you want to come in and get involved, I'm going to bring you in. And guess what? I hate to say it ain't free. I'm being real, it's not free, and I'm going to make it worth your while, but at the end of the day, you got to break me off. I got to feed the wolves, I got to feed my team, I got to feed my queen. So,
yeah.
Like, I mean, this is very, like, it's a grind. Like, people understand, like, I'm building this brand, and nowhere, I'm just getting started. Like, I know y'all cats might, you know, be trying to get your followers up and everything, and I got all these other Twitter pages popping, which bring me to about, like, maybe 15 or maybe 14,000 followers. But I use that network. I mean, everybody that's following me, I thank them. I holler at them. I let them know what's going on. And they helping me retweet and promote. And half you cats can't do that. Half you cats is watching. And half you cats can learn. But just do the right thing. Don't try to say something that you can do it and you can't do it. You're gonna break down a relationship, and you break it down really fast, and nobody's gonna know your name.
You're definitely right about that. Yo, we're going to get into one of these hot joints by Low Pro. Then we're going to come back. I know y'all waiting on Low Pro. I know y'all ready to be into the building. Yo, it's your girl, Diva Mary Kay. I got my co-host, Future Groove 100, live in the building. It's Thursday. It's Feed the Wolves, and we getting that hip-hop history going. Yo, we making history right now. Let's go.
You know who the fuck it is. Y'all land Feed the Wolves collabo. What up? I hope you're ready, cause ready or not, here I come, swagging out the mother of the 401. Ground control, the major time, this boy a problem. Ain't no easy, but my crew be full of goblins. The pack is here and the wolves are hungry, it's feeding time. No competition, 0% in my eyes, I'm laying down a pipe. My tomorrow rider, NYBK bound, hit up, shake a veil, time to ride. Money on my mind, that's the motivation. I'm paper chasing while the ears are gasping. I'm cushed out all day and that's how I'm staying till I'm chilling out with Satan, plotting on my recreation. Out of all the inspiration through my days, all you pay me seems to be the only way. What you know about it? Me and my dogs about it. If you ain't with it, then you better get your ass around it. Come on, ride it. And why we gon' ride? Day and night, hustle hard, we on our grind. Pockets full of dollars, players on the side. We stopping riots. Come on, ride it. And why? New York City, home of the great. For the four, we talk at the gate. Like Tarzan, ruthless gorillas, poisonous snakes, avoiding Jake, hoodie on, hide your face, huh? All his life, the legend had to fight for, and A-Rock is the one he throw the dice for. Even though at times they get memory lost, they salute me in Brooklyn, I walk like a boss. Ride track swiftly with the kick of a horse, impact, kick back like I'm hitting the floor. Feed the wolves, huh? Gotta take it there. Take a bell, Low Pro, that's a deadly pair. Repping for the East Coast like we on a tear. Throw you off, have you ride?
History. It's your girl Diva Mary Kay. You now tune in live to Diva Spot Radio ENT. I got my co-host live in the building, Future Guru 100. We definitely getting it in. That was a hot joint by your boy Low Pro, man. That was definitely hot. If you want to get that, if you want to hear this hot banging music, you definitely want to follow Low Pro on Twitter. He'll show you how to do it. That's www.twitter.com/Low Pro. Yo, we already, you know what? And we already, speaking of Feeding the Wolves, we definitely got hot artists. We always got hot artists when it comes to Feed the Wolves. We can appreciate Feed the Wolves. And the wolves don't eat light. But at the same time, we got wolves that keep it real. Like, yo, we got Ryan B. Got this joint called Damn It, I'm Broke. Yo, I love that joint right there. Guru, what you think about that cut right there, yo?
I'm tripping on the video. I'm tripping on the song, and I hope
yeah, I checked it out too.
Everything, and I hope it surpasses his expectations. And I'm really, glad that he came outside the box and kept it real.
Right.
I don't know why we got an echo. We got an echo right now.
We got an echo.
Good.
Yeah, I'm good.
I mean, I want to shout out to Ryan B for that track. Like, it's a song that's a catchy joint. It's a catchy joint. You can come out the house. As soon as you walk out the house or wake up, you better be thinking about it, whether you is or you not. So, I mean, it's very real. And the video and the hook, like, it means a lot to the people that's really doing it and, and can come to grips with if they broke or not. It's a wake-up call. Like,
Yo,
I take it. He told the story. He told the real story. And it's funny. It's funny the instances that he describes is so real. Like, I know I've been there. I could definitely just, jump in and say, he was telling my story. And that's what hip-hop is about to me. Somebody that can get on that booth, write them bars, get in that booth, and say, man, damn, same thing. Oh. That's me right there. Yo. And I'm gonna give it up to him when he get on the air, man. But I'm really proud of the video. I'm really proud of the way he read the concept of the whole song. Damn it, I'm broke. We're gonna talk about that tonight. I'm gonna get into it with him.
Yo, we definitely got the infamous Ryan B live in the field right now. I'm in the building. B, what's going on, man?
What up, yo? Appreciate the applause. Yo, you got it. What's up, G?
What up, man?
I'm glad you on deck. I'm glad you joined the show. And I'm glad that we have you. I'm glad we got the video. I'm gonna promote the video for you, man. And we're gonna have to talk business sidebar after the show. We're going to talk business about Diva Mary Kay and what she's doing. But I appreciate you right now coming to the show, but we want to take it a step further, so we're glad you won, man.
For sure, man, for sure. I'm happy to be here.
Good. Yo, my question is, man, I know she let me lead off. I'm lead off. I'm hosting right now. But my question is, man, when you came up with that song, right, in the booth, and when you wrote it, how long did it take for you to write that joint? That's my question.
Nah, real talk. First, I had wrote the hook, right? And then my homeboy, my hype man, Don P, he had heard it. And, so I ain't do nothing with the song. I just wrote the hook, and I had read it to him. So then, I would say, maybe two or three months later, every time I seen him, he'd be like, yo, damn it, I'm broke. Damn it, I'm broke. So I was like, yo, I'm saying, if this song's still in your head, you know what I mean, you must be feeling it somewhat. So I was like, all right, let me go ahead and finish up the song. I was actually chilling with one of my boys from the suburbs up in Cheshire or whatever. He was like, we get up, we listen to Mobb Deep or whatever. And at this time, Kanye West, his second CD came out, that College Dropout. And I was like, yo, I wasn't really feeling it. You know what I mean? I was like, yo, man, why you keep listening to this? And now it's late registration. I was like, yo, why you keep really listening to this, man? And he was like, yo, straight up, because I could relate to it. So when he told me that, in a combination of Don P let me know, damn it, I'm broke, it's like a ringtone. Shit, man, I just had to finish it, man, real talk. So that song took me, to get the concept and the bars together, it took me a minute, man. That was a well-thought-out song.
Yeah. And you definitely did your thing, man, and the video matches it perfectly. And, we got to get a viral campaign for that song, geez. And we got to get these people up on that song, man.
It's the Go for Broke movement, man.
Yeah, the Go for Broke movement is definitely in effect. I'm glad you could connect different concepts to the concept, though. That's what it's all about, man. And bringing it out, to people that can go ahead and check it out and get that feeling of what you're doing and where you at. Where did you shoot that at?
Man, I shot that right on Edgewood and Hotchkiss, man, right in the center of New Haven, right in the hood.
Shout out.
In the building. Shout out to Connecticut. Go ahead and give some shout-outs while you're here, man. We'll let you get
Music, Movie Star Management, Mikey T, Low Pro, Don P, Feed the Wolves, Maybach Music, Universal, holla at me. Shut your mouth and sign me, for real.
Wow. You know what? That's a good look, man. We proud of you, man. And me and Diva Mary Kay watched the video basically at the same time. She clicked on it. I sent her the link. She clicked on it. And she was just laughing. I said, what the fuck? I said, what you laughing at? She said, this is the funniest.
She buzz wrote.
And, yo, you went in when you said that's why your phone cut off. You talking about you told a girl you was broke. She got sick. You said you went off. You told her that's why your phone off. And you went off. Yo, you killed her.
Yo, all my songs are real instances. Stuck me in trouble with one of my exes.
Oh,
hey,
snap.
That's all right. In a minute, she'll be calling you back.
Talk about damn it, she broke.
Yeah, she broke now. She loves me. I love her.
Hey, tell us what's this scene like in Connecticut as far as you having that song on the mixtape. Is it on the mixtape or is it you just buzzing with it or are you just trying to get – how are you promoting it out there in New Haven, man?
Well, right now, you know what I'm saying, I'm doing a lot of shows, man. I work the tri-state area, you know, from Connecticut, Boston, New York, man. I'm all over the place. I got a show tomorrow night at the legendary Toad's Place, Saturday night, 9:30. You know what I'm saying? If you're in the New Haven area, you might want to check that out. The single is on iTunes, but we're going to re-release it on the EP, the Shut Your Mouth and Sign Me EP. You know what I'm saying? Off my new imprint, Shut Your Mouth and Listen, and Shut Your Mouth Music.
Right.
So, yeah, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. That's a good look, man. So this is one thing that Google needs to let you know, man. If you got that iTunes link, this is going to be a sidebar, but I got to put it out there. You got to hit me up. We're going poly. This is a politic move. I'm going to help you promote the iTunes link, and we're going to chop it up like G's, though, you know what I'm saying? Because I know you're doing your thing. I know you need the support, and I'm going to take you – I want to take you to the next level. It ain't that I can't. I want to, and I will. We're going to network after the show and chop it up and let you know that Diva Mary Kay is definitely feeding the wolves, and it's time. It's time that we step it up. Like, you got to know where to turn. You got to know where to go look. You got to know who to look to, you know what I'm saying? And we appreciate you coming here. We, you know, and we set in this family atmosphere for you. So, like, yo, my family got me no matter what. So, like, yo, they already on my iTunes link, yo. They got that. That's where the money at, G. Like, you know what I'm saying? You got to have somebody stepping up their game to go ahead and help you with that. Like, you can't just, you know, just, like, let that link be in the air, like, floating in cyberspace. That's not going to happen over here with Feed the Wolves and Diva Mary Kay. You know what? It's a team effort. It's a team effort, and we appreciate you letting us know that link is on iTunes, because cats realizing that they need to step their game up when they say iTunes. I bet you some of their mouth drop. It's true,
yeah,
dog. I didn't just get here on this I'm seasoned in this game.
Thank you.
So you are a step ahead of these cats with that song being on iTunes. And like you
Thank
said, you're gonna re-release it. You're going to re-release it and hit him in the head again. That's just like, you know what I mean? That's like a left and a right hook, a combination.
That's right, and definitely a combination when you definitely said that. I didn't mean to cut you off, Guru. But I got a question for Ryan B.
What up?
I'm going to sing my song. But, yeah, most definitely, I watched the video, and I do got a couple of questions, and we're going to go to the hotline because the hotline is lighting up for Mr. B here. But with the video, when the video first came on, it was showing that you missed the bus. I can relate to missing the bus because I took the bus at a time in my life. But linking up with Mikey to the movie star, how did that happen? And what have you, what type of outlets have you had? And what was the turnover from networking with such a powerful person?
Man, me and Mikey T was a blessing on itself, man. Like, that's the reason why we call each other family, man. Just like, by the way, the whole process came about. Like, my road manager, Cesar CeeLo, I went to elementary school with this dude, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. We had lost touch or whatever. You know what I mean? I was working at Toys R Us. He came in there, and he was like, yo, what's good? I was like, you know what I'm saying? I don't know if you've seen Cesar CeeLo, but he got, like, a full beard and all that. You know what I'm saying? Last time I seen him, he was, like, four, five, you know what I'm saying? We was young. So it's like I'm seeing the head of, like, a little kid, but, like, with a full-grown man body. So, you know what I'm saying? It's kind of crazy. And then, like, from there, we hooked up, you know what I what I mean? We started going to a lot of shows, the Toes Place, you know what I'm saying? I let him know that I was rapping myself, you know what I mean? He came and checked out a few of my shows, and he was like, well, yo, I know this dude, Mikey T. And I'm like, who the hell is Mikey T? I'm like, yo, I know the name, because I've been checking out all hip-hop since, like, they first started.
Mm-hmm.
And still popping up there. So then finally, when I put two and two together, you know what I'm saying? Like, he was like, yo, you want to go out to Rhode Island to meet him? I said, oh, yeah, you know what I'm saying? Him and Loco. I was like, yeah, yeah, I'm with that. So we went out there. You know what I'm saying? We just clicked immediately, man. He rolled up like he was a straight movie star, like he was somebody off of Entourage, yo. The shit was funny as hell. That is at the liquor store, too. That's how Mikey T get it in with that Patron.
Definitely, right.
But that, yeah, that, man, since then, it's been like clockwork, man. You know what I'm saying? Like, when the ball's passed to me, I don't drop it. You know what I'm
right,
saying?
Right.
Like, with his newfound given exposure, you know, I've been grinding. I didn't start grinding when I met Mikey T. You know what I'm saying? I've been grinding before Mikey T, so... With my movement that I got, Movie Star, Low Pro, you know what I'm saying? All of us is doing our thing, man.
That's definitely what's up. Now it is Feed the Wolves Thursday. We do this each and every Feed the Wolves Thursday Diva Edition, and we also include the hip-hop history. Right now, you are making hip-hop history. So my question to you is, the first one is, what do you feel and how do you feel your music affect hip-hop and also the youth?
Like, I bring it back to what it was supposed to be, you know what I'm saying? Like, me, like, if you see me right now, I'm not rolling in the Benz. You get what I'm saying? Like, hello?
Yeah, I'm here.
We here, baby.
I'm not rolling in the Benz, you know what I'm saying? I don't have no nice Giuliani, none of that. Like, I rap about that real, you know what I'm saying? I rap about going to work, that 9-to-5, you know what I'm saying? I make that music that everybody can relate to.
Mm-hmm.
Anybody that know what it's like to get up, punch a clock, you know what I'm saying? Go to work, get on your grind, regardless of what it is. You know what I'm saying? That's me.
That's definitely what's up. And for the upcoming youth that's coming in behind you right now, what would be your advice to them as far as coming into the game, especially the music business? You know, would you promote, you know, as you branding yourself as the artist? Or, you know, how would you promote that to learn the business side first? What would be your advice to the ones that's coming behind you?
To anybody that's coming behind me, like, a lot of this is trial and error. You know what I'm saying? Like, I ain't going to lie to you. You learn more from your failures than you do from your successes. You know what I'm saying? I put money in fake promoters' hands. You know what I'm saying? Like, I've done shows that ain't nobody showed up to. You know what I mean? Like, I've done it without a manager. Like, I'm just happy I got a manager now. But, like, you definitely got to learn the business. Like, you definitely got to learn the ins and outs of it. Like, I can say I'm fortunate that I learned it firsthand. Like, I had to fall a lot before, you know what I'm saying, I actually got to understand now. And I'm still moving, you know what I'm saying? I'm still not where I want to be.
Mm-hmm.
But just to even get as far as where I'm at now, like working with Mikey T and, you know what I'm saying, the internet thing going right now, it took a lot, you know what I'm saying? Like, I've been on trains to New York, you know what I'm saying, where the promoters are just making some quick money trying to sell you a dream and all that.
Mm-hmm.
Been through that. And, like, they out there. Anybody, if you stick out your hand and say, give me some money, you know what I'm saying? Anybody that's stupid enough to give it to you, they going to give it to you. You know what I'm saying? You got to learn the ins and outs. Like the other day, this dude, he sent me get a Def Jam distribution deal. You know what I'm saying? I'm like, all right, so let's Google Def Jam distribution deal. You get that for free. You get that, you know what I'm saying? Like,
that's right.
Come on, son. You get that right through TuneCore.com. Let everybody know right now, TuneCore.com, you get that for free. Register right now. You know what I'm saying?
Hmm.
Been on that train, spending a lot of money, now putting like $30 or $40 in his hands to perform for him, it might not even win. And if I did win, I could have got something. I could have got. So, you know, learning the business is definitely the most important part. I mean, that's the
That's definitely, I like that. I definitely like that. We're going to go ahead and go to the hotlines and get some loves, and after that, we're going to play this hot joint right here. I'm definitely feeling this joint. Let's go ahead and open up the lines to 401-743. You're now live on Diva Star Radio, ENT. Feed the Wolves, yo. What's your name and where you calling from?
How you doing, baby? This is Low Pro right here, coming in live, you know, out of Portland. You already know the Wolves is here and it's feeding time. So what's good? What's going on? How's everybody doing tonight?
I see you working, Low Pro. I see you, boy.
Well, I always work, man. I don't sleep. My eyes never shut, man.
You know,
like mine.
You know you're popping on my Twitter right now. I'm giving it up to you right now. And I'm retweeting all the shit, man. I'm retweeting. I just gave it up to YMB, but I want to ask YMB one something real quick. YMB, you ain't got no tweets on your page, man. How you doing it like that, boy? You trying to go on?
tweet, YMB. Damn it, I'm wrong.
Mikey T, stay on me about stepping up my Twitter game. Like, that's
right.
My fault.
He has no tweets, but he got followers, so that's saying something. At least put Dumb and I'm Broke up that motherfucker. Put Dumb and I'm Broke up there. I want to see at least one tweet. You ain't no tweets. So I'm gonna let you know. I'm gonna support you, but I'm gonna tell him to go to my
office. Follow me at Ryan B Easy, HYEEZE.
Yeah, he live on my Twitter right now. I just found his Twitter again. I know he been following me, so but I just went to Mikey T's page and I went to Ryan B page. I said, yeah, he ain't got no tweets. He got a hell of followers. I said, okay, that's a good start. It's a great start. How you gonna have followers and no tweets?
That's a G, yo. That's a G right there. The nigga ain't nothing, but he got hella followers. I was just about to ask him, like, yo, what's your Twitter? Look, see.
Good shit. I got your back though. Don't worry about the tweets right now. But at least put Damn It, I'm Broke on there so I can laugh when I go to your page. And
put that up there. Yeah. Everybody check me out at ReverbNation.com/RyanBeheezy too.
Okay, right. I'm gonna send them there too, my G. I'm gonna send them there too. I got you.
That's what's up.
Yo, no.
What up, boy? Yo, bro, what's poppin'?
Yo, what's good, my G?
Tell us what you got going on, Lil Pro. I know you're killing them out there.
Oh, you already know, my man. Everything. Just grinding, dude. Doing what I can to keep motivated, you know what I'm saying? Like Ryan B. Heezy said, he's got the 9-to-5. I'm doing the 9-to-5 right now. You know, got the extra on the side. But just grind, support the movement. You know I'm here for the fam all day. It's Feed the Wolves 24/7, 365. Yo, better watch out. We just got nominated for the best record label, the new record label of 2010. So, like, obviously,
yes.
we're one of the biggest movements, if not the biggest movement right now in hip-hop.
Yeah, we winning over here. Uh-huh.
Yeah, like, let me quote Money Mo, like you did earlier, Google. We like a whole team of LeBrons, you know?
That's what it is.
Ain't nobody stopping it. But you know what it is, I'm grinding. I'm actually waiting on Mikey T to come up from Florida right now because we're supposed to be linking up with him. I got a cat coming with him, Dead Zones Profit. Shout out him and Fetty B. You know, they're coming from Miami. I got a couple collabos in the making. I'm working on the mixtape Feeding Time right now, hosted by Bangham. You know, that's a Feed the Wolves presentation right there. You know, so we just stay grinding right now.
Oh, we definitely getting it in. I see you doing your thing over there, Low Pro, and I definitely see you doing your thing, B. We about to get into this hot joint by Ryan B. Carr, Damn It, I'm Broke. I love the song. I definitely love the video. It was funny as hell. Now I know where to go when I'm feeling some type of way, because a lot of times, and, you know, in the past, and not even now because we eating, but Damn It, I'm Broke. You're now tuning in live to DCR Radio, ENP. It's Thursday, Feed the Wolves. We making hip-hop history. Call us up at 347-850-1521. That's 347-850-1521. We eating a little bit more. You can actually hit us up on a live chat at www.blogtalkradio.com/DivaSpotENT. Let's go.
Damn it, I'm broke. You laughing like it's funny, I need money, no joke. can't afford no fly chick. Dollar menu make me sick. Check my pockets, take your pick. Just like me, you get itchy. Money missing from my check. 9 to 5 make me a wreck. Managers got me upset. Damn it, I'm off, but then what's next? Make some money pushing ganja. Monkeys cannot sell bananas. How can I go help myself when I owe money to myself? Check my stats at the ATM. Ain't that a bitch? I'm negative 10. How'd I do this shit again? Take a look at what I'm missing. Got no range for booty floor. Got no change for studios. Ain't got no phone for dominoes. Now I'm stuck with ravios. Make it to the corner store. Look for quarters on the floor. Found a dollar for a juicy 50 cent. Get me a Lucy. Face look like I lost a bet. Just another nigga in debt. 5 more days till my next check. Stomach got an anorexic effect. This fool said, why you cut me off? I told him, bro, that's a big turn off. Yeah, that's why your phone cut off. She started spazzing. I went off. Damn it, I'm broke. Damn it, I'm broke. I got this grimy look because I can't afford soap. Damn it, I'm broke. Damn it, I'm broke. You pulling out your keys, I pull the city bus route. Damn it, I'm broke. Damn it, I'm broke. My homies wanna chill, but I can't put up out the choke. Damn it, I'm broke. Damn it, I'm broke. You laughing like it's funny, I need money, no joke. It's like I can't cope, numbers falling down the slope. In this world, you sink afloat. I can't put down on no boat. My blow can't catch a sail. My bread must have been stale. Just another black male stuck in this retail. Heart aching when I couldn't buy my little niece that coat. Make me wanna buy my Connect and go back to selling dope. I love the block, but I am contagious to all cops. That's why I punch the clock instead of knock with some rock. It don't stop, but sit on my porch and you could watch. It's all for blood money. Hustlers means they all hungry. Don't worry if I'm broke, boy. You can never sell me. I'ma still be sitting lovely, strapped up in my black hoodie. Cause money do not make the man. Ryan B is the man. Eazy-E is the plan. Now you see the money fan. Damn it, I'm broke. Damn it, I'm broke. I got this grimy look because I can't afford soap. Damn it, I'm broke. Damn it, I'm broke. You pulling out GGs, I pull the city bus broke. Damn it, I'm broke. Damn it, I'm broke. My homies wanna chill, but I can't put up out the choke. Damn it, I'm broke. Damn it, I'm broke. You laughing like it's funny, I need money, no joke. No joke.
That's 347-850-1521. And in a minute, I'll see you in the chat room. I see y'all in there chittity chatting. We gonna get to y'all in a few minutes. Yo. Hey, B, you hear us? Cause I know you got a limited time. You working 24/24. You hear us? You still with us?
Man, I'm punching the clock as we speak.
That's definitely what's up. Yo, we definitely feeling that joint right there, and much diva love from me, man.
Real talk, I appreciate that, man. I appreciate y'all having me, just even me being on the show, man. That's a good look, man. I'm just so humble and appreciative, you know what I mean?
Yeah, you keep it real. We only do real shit over here, baby. It's only real
appreciate
shit.
Appreciate that. Real recognize real.
Mm-hmm. Hey, Guru, you got some love and Low Pro. Y'all got some love for Ryan B before you get out of here because he's punching the clock right now.
Well, yeah, I already feel like Ryan B, man, keep doing your thing, man. I'm going to DM you my number, man, so we can chop it up, man, and take this to the next level, man. We got your back. I want you to go ahead and keep grinding, man, and, you know, we're going to grind with you, man. We're just going to do it the right way, man. Let's just politic, man. You know, this is music, politics, and business, man. Ain't nothing else, man. So we're going to chop
real,
it up, man. I got
yeah,
you.
Real, that's real, man. I'm going to get you digits from, like, the team and all that, man.
I got you. I'm going to DM it to you. I got you, DM.
All right, that's what's up.
Yo, Ryan, I want to let you know I'm here, Mikey T, man.
Mikey,
I'll talk to you soon.
I slid him in. Y'all ain't even know I slid him in, yo. Word up. The boss is in the building.
You know I show my team love.
Yo, Mikey T, we've been talking all week about getting these guys here, and it's been a great show, man.
Well,
so
I already know, man. I've been in.
Yeah, he went in. Mikey T went in.
You got
guys.
The music, you got the conversation, Ryan B. Heezy, Low Pro, two of the next biggest artists in the underground scene. Crazy things are happening. This is just the tip of the iceberg, though. We got a lot of announcements to be making into the summertime.
That's
Ryan. Spring's feeling real
Mikey
hot.
Let's give Mikey T some dap for being all over SOHH.com. Killing them.
Killing them.
Word, yo.
This is 50.com. All the status.com.
Yo, what did you drop? You dropped a video on old boy getting his chain popped off him, right? What was that?
That was actually, I got a relationship with Gutta Gutta.
Gutta Gutta.
Young Money, so right after that happened, a few hours after it happened, they actually contacted me. And needless to say, let's just say that that sort of opened up a little lane for me with Young Money.
Oh, shit.
So, you know, it's the blessed situation. Shout out to Young Money, Feed the Wolves, Diva Mary Kay.
They need you on deck over there. You know
what? Word up. We're going to bring the Young Money onto this show.
Mm.
Okay.
You know what we do.
Yeah, you know what we do.
Shit.
We'll talk
about it. But we're the new wave. I said it on WorldStar. That's the reason I said it on WorldStar. Ryan B. Heezy, Low Pro, Bang'em Smurf, Young Dice, Diva, Future Guru. We are the new wave of hip-hop.
Yo, let me just say something, Mikey T. You know I gotta give it up to you for putting my name in the closing credits of that Maybach Music exclusive you did. You know what I'm saying? When you interviewed Ricky Ross, that was a good look, G. You know I appreciate that. And I know you got my back. I already know you got my back. I see your grind, and I just want to shout you out because that was some exclusive HD joint that you did, and my name was looking so fly up there. You know, you took a Hollywood, even though I'm playing the scenes. I don't mind being in the closing credits. And I just got to say, man, I really appreciate that, and I'll never forget it. It's a good look, and I just want to say keep grinding like that, man. Like, you doing your thing like that, man. It's really a good look. That was an exclusive interview. We sat down with you. We chopped it up and gave it up. Like, you gave up a great interview. Like, you really gave it to him right there.
And that's what I really wanted to show everybody, and that's why I was like, because like after I said that stuff on WorldStar about being the new wave, I just wanted to, you know, I was thinking to myself, I was like, what's the biggest clip where I can just shout out my whole team on that and just let at least, you know, like 10 members of the team's names out there for the whole public to know that we got an army. You know, it's not just me, it's everybody, it's Ryan, it's Low Pro, it's you. You know, it's Domination.
Shout out to Domination for the hot mixtape. I was listening to that joint today. I was popping out the Domo today. Domo got the hot mixtape.
Wait for the 456 Maybach Dice.
Yeah, that one's crazy.
Yeah, yeah.
That one's crazy.
I appreciate all the work that you're putting in, though. Like, that's what needs to be said. Like, that we appreciate the work you're putting in.
You know, word, you know, we just hit with that Maybach Dice 456 freestyle on All Hip Hop last week. You know, we're just promoting for our releases. Ryan B has his new music video out right now, The Realest to Run It, and Lopro's new music video, Daydreaming, actually just dropped, you know? So at the end of the day, it goes back to that promotion, getting these tapes out there.
Yo, how's it feel to blow past these cats, Mikey C?
Man, I'll tell you, they nobody thought I was gonna do it. Nobody thought I was gonna do it at the start. But you know, I got a very good compliment today. Someone told me I have a gift. You know, and she's like, a lot of people don't have it, but some people have the gift. But, no, that was a good compliment. And a couple of days ago, someone before that told me I was like a Russell Simmons in the making. It just really feels great to be getting all these compliments, you know?
Mm-hmm.
It really
pushes
my grind even further.
You know we got your back over here, man.
I already know, man.
We definitely getting in, y'all. Like, the hotlines is just lighting up. Like, we just screening people. We got fans of Lopro on the line. We got South Carter Down on the line. We got Ryan B on the line. We about to open the lines up, man. We definitely about to open the lines up. Let's go ahead and get to it. 401-743, what's going on?
Hey, yo.
Lopro.
Lopro, what's going on, man?
Yo, my bad, baby. The phone died on my ass, so I had to call back, you know.
That's all right. We on our job over here. We can work the switchboard promo and make it happen at the same time. We collect the checks as we talking, so it's all G. We got you.
That's what it is.
Hey, Lopro, we got a fan on the line for you, yo. We definitely going to get into it. We about to open the line up to Steve, man. He definitely on it for you. 401-6, this is Steve. You live in the building. What's going on?
What's good? What up, Lopro?
Oh, what's good, Rose?
It's your boy. Yo, me and Lopro are both smoking back in the day.
This is my dude right here from back in the day. I knew him since I was a little kid or whatever. We went to mad shit together. But, yo, what's good?
You know I'm calling, though.
Yo, what's good?
Yeah,
what's going on?
You
got
man. Thanks for calling the show, bro.
Calling them up, my G.
Yo, you guys gonna play a song by him? I got a request.
Oh, we got some joints by him. Put your request in and we make it happen. What's up?
Yo, Lopro, what was that song? Yeah, what was that song that I wanted, that I like?
Which one? Dreamin'?
Might have been, man. It might have been.
The what? The shit with Top.
One with the hot ass beat.
All of them got hot ass beats.
Yeah, I got shit that I haven't really leaked too much yet. I'll be sending them to you, though, for next week, Mary Kay.
It's RG. We got a hot-ass joint right here called I Don't See Nobody, yo. We about to get into that right now. Yo, Lopro, I want you to introduce this track right here because it's only right, man. Let's go ahead and introduce this joint so we can get right into it.
This is actually the first promo track I did for the Feed the Wolves mixtape, I Don't See Nobody. We shot a video for that probably the middle of last year, ending the last summer probably. It's been out in rotation for a while now. You can check that out on YouTube, Movie Star Management. You know what I mean? Shout out the whole team on that. Everybody was there helping out, you know what I mean, chopping it up, and we made some magic with that one. So spin away, hon.
Let's make it happen. Yo, tune in or tune out because we winning over here. Let's go.
Whoa.
Nobody helping me get mine. Nobody knows nobody. Everybody lies. Gonna make it on my own. No one's gonna stop my grind. I don't see nobody stopping me from mine. I was born to fly, stay high till I die.
Ho! I had to stop that, y'all. Did y'all hear that drop right there? Did y'all hear that shit? Hold on, run that back, yo.
I don't need nobody helping me get mine. Nobody knows nobody. Everybody lies. Gonna make it on my own. No one's gonna stop my grind. I don't see nobody stopping me from mine. I was born to fly. Stay fly, stay high. Till I die. Smoking on that killer kush. Mix it with a little sour. Don't get it twisted. My eyes on the prize. Vision's clearing. I'm focused and passing by these phonies. I stay low pro. Always on my grind. 24-7, bitch. 365. What you need, I got it. Need some blow. Want some chronic? If you trying to pop a pill, holla at your boy. I'm on it. I don't see nobody stopping me from mine. Fuck a snitch, fuck a hater, fuck the police and they minds. Come and get it regardless, homie, you gotta stay heartless. Don't fuck with me, I'm lines, or you might end up a dearly departed. I don't see nobody stopping me from mine. Nobody knows nobody. You're fucking up your eyes. Loyalty is limited. And trouble is hard to find. Nobody stopping me, all of these haters jocking me. But they girlfriends be watching me, hope for with who they want. Homie, no time for limitations and intermissions. I got them wishing my ass never hit the scene. Motherfuckers keep on wishing. I ain't stopping for nada or nobody, so blow me. I don't need nobody's help, I do the dirt all by my lonely. The way my father told me, cause you can't trust nobody. They are cool when you low, but hit when you be somebody. Getting tired of the bullshit, I'm about to catch your body. No ifs, ands, or buts about it, man, you fucking with a problem. Low, pro is the name, I stay under the radar, man. Yo, I don't see nobody stopping me.
Welcome back, welcome back, y'all. It's your girl, Diva Mary Kay. You're now tuned in live to Diva Spot Radio ENT. I got my co-host live in the building, Future Guru 100. We got Mikey T, the movie star, live in the building. We got the infamous Low Pro live in the building, man. You already know what it is. It's Thursday, Feed the Wolves Diva edition with that hip-hop history. We making hip-hop history right now, so tune in or tune out or get tuned out, yo. Low Pro, that was a hot joint right there, man.
Good looking out.
Ah.
That was just a late joint I did real quick. I think I wrote that in, like, a few hours just sitting at the crib, just, like, in one of them. I really don't give a shit, cut up, take moods, you know. So that was just something late for everybody just to break into the whole Feed the Wolves mixtape. There's a lot more to come, and I'm just stepping my game up. Every time a pen hits a piece of paper, I'm just stepping it up. Like, you can't downgrade. You got to upgrade with everything you do, you know. So just... every day I just do whatever I can to make my game that much better and my exposure that much more, you know?
That's definitely what's up. We got another Wolf live in the building, man. We got Softball the Dawn live in the building, man.
That's cool.
Yeah, that's cool.
Yo, what's good, people? What's good?
Softball the Dawn.
What's shaking?
I'm feeling that joint they just played, man. Low Pro, you killing that. Sounds like this Feed the Wolves mixtape is going to be sweet.
Oh, you already know, man.
Yeah, man. I can't wait to put this thing together, man.
Yo, we're going to leak something real quick. Y'all better look out. We got a new collab coming. Feed the Wolves Are Everywhere. That's going to have me, my man, Southpaw, Five Alive. We're trying to get Mac Baller on the track. And that shit's going to be a movie. We got a video coming for that soon, too. So y'all better watch out for that shit.
Word.
And y'all going to make it down. We got a date on the Orlando Hip Hop Awards, February 5th. Feed the Wolves up for a record label of the year.
Yeah, both that.
February 5th, right? Downtown Orlando.
Yeah, it's going to be a movie in Orlando.
You already know.
Oh, that's definitely what's up. And Lopro, I wanted to ask this question about, yeah, I know you got a lot of things going on with, you know, feeding time and making it happen. Like, when you get into the booth, like, what inspires you to make the music that you make right now? Besides feeding the woods, besides being down with a team that's winning, besides being down with a team that work hard, go hard, it ain't just about winning. They winning because they work hard and they go hard. But when you get in the booth, like, where does your inspiration come from?
Let's put it like this. If you could break down the brain into memory blocks, my brain would be like 85% music and the rest. You know what I mean? Like, I live, breathe, eat, sleep, shit, music. Like, that's what I do.
Word.
I wake up, I play music. I go to sleep. Right before I go to sleep, I'm listening to music. I listen to it. It just makes my day go better. It puts me in a better mood. So, like, I really am just made of music. Like, you understand that?
Mm-hmm.
So, it's like I just, every day I'm just inspired to write about something, whether it be just something stupid I'm thinking, or if it's a real life story, or whatever it be, you know. It's like I'm always, music's always on my mind, no matter where I am or what I'm doing.
That's definitely what's up. Now, as far as with your music and what you're doing, like you said, you breathe music, you live it, you love it. What do you feel, and what type of impact do you have that your music is having on hip hop at the state that it is in right now?
What kind of impact do I want to have?
Yeah. What type of impact do you want to have?
I just want to bring it back to the way it was before, where, like, everybody could enjoy the music that was given and not just certain elements of it. Like, you got a lot of mainstream people coming out that are trying to do this and do that, but everybody follows with the same footsteps, and it's just the game's getting shit on right now. Like, there ain't no rawness to it no more. There ain't that old school bubble. There ain't, like, you know, it's just I'm not trying to see where hip hop's gonna be in 5 years. I'm trying to help change that movement to bring it back to where it was before, when it was flourishing and not getting deteriorated and watered down.
It's definitely getting deteriorated and watered down, and I see that even with a lot of hip hop. Like, I got my Radio Raheem from when I was in the 9th grade. Believe it or not, they still work. Like, even I love music. I love hip hop. I'm very diverse, so when I listen to anybody music, I'm still laid back on my bed like I was in the 9th grade and put my Radio Raheem's on and close my eyes. See, I don't watch the video first. I listen to the music. So if your music can paint a picture for me, remember before videos even came out, remember when you had to call in to BET? Y'all remember that shit? When you had to call in to BET? I still do that to this day. Like, I want your music to paint a picture for me without me even seeing the video. And that's how I feel there. And that's how I determine if it's real music or not, or real hip hop or not for me. And not for nothing, Diva Mary Kay is all for the youth. So I'm definitely looking at it like, what is my youth getting for this? Because, you know, it's sad to say that it's all an audio and visual thing. Are they see us in the videos? They see the cars, the clothes, and all that stuff, and they think, yo, this is the life I'm supposed to live, but they forget the educational piece behind it.
Yeah, they don't know what's behind the lens, like, off camera. It's not just all flashy lights and nice cars and clothes and money and jewelry. Like, I'm broke as the next man, you know what I mean? But it is what it is. Can't let that stop you.
That's right. They don't realize it's a setup. Every video is a setup. There's a scene. There's a setup. Everything is being directed. This person sat down and these people sat down to direct how this video was going to look. This is not necessarily real life for everybody. So, you know, we definitely want to put it out there and, you know, start learning the business behind the scenes before you get in the front. Because, honestly, I don't really want the fame. I just want the respect and the wealth. That's
word.
It. I don't need to be out there because, you know, not for nothing, Diva Mary Kay is very sweet, but I might just slap a bitch in McDonald's if I'm feeling some type of way. It might go down. I'm telling you. So I don't need nobody with all of the tabloids. Like, oh, my God, Diva Mary Kay slapped somebody down at McDonald's. I'm still human. And I think people fail to realize that the artists are still human.
Exactly. They look at them on a higher pedestal than the average because they are where they are and the normal average Joe ain't. So they kind of look at them with a little more than the norm, you know? Not like mm-hmm. that. You see the next hip-hop star in the newspaper for slapping up his wife or getting busted with some drugs, you know? That's just life. It is what it is.
Yeah, and speaking of, I'm glad that you said that because you did a joint over that High Haters beat by Mano.
Yeah.
And Diva Mary Kay has did some hip-hop history. And for my youth that's listening, I'm going to put this out there, and then I'm going to go to the line because we got callers waiting. But for some hip-hop history, let's get a little bio on Mano. Mano, let's talk about his career first because I don't like to put the negative out before the positive. But after several mixtapes, releases, and key features, Mano was offered a recording contract by Universal Records. And Mano, he split with the label in 2007. Feeling like the label, you know, they really wasn't promoting him enough. And then after that, he later signed with himself and the Hustle Hard Impact with Atlantic Records. You know, his first single from his debut album, which was If Tomorrow Never Comes, was High Haters. Mano released the official remix to the song featuring T.I., Sweet, Swiss Beat, Clive, Jadakiss, and Fabolous. The next single was All of Above featuring T-Pain and then Million Bucks produced by the featuring Sweet Beat. Now, let's talk about this. On January the 26th, 2010, Mano released the Unstoppable EP onto iTunes, which featured four new recordings. And on February the 9th, 2010, Funkmaster Flex premiered the first single off the Day After Tomorrow title, Bring It Back to the DJs on Hot 97. Now, with all that success, all the ups and downs that he went through, he still has some issues with his personal life. Let's talk about Mano's personal life. Mano was incarcerated for 10 years on kidnapping charges, and he was released in 2003. Now, during his incarceration, he was cut on the right side of his face with the razor, which left him with a scar, and he began to write music while he was in prison. See, for my youth and for this hip-hop history, I put that out there to let y'all know the good, the bad, and the ugly. See, he had to go through some pain to get some type. He went through some stuff before he started writing music in prison. So y'all need to pay attention exactly. We all look at the artists and we look at the people who are on the forefront and we idolize them and don't realize that they're still human. And then when they don't put out the music that you want to do, you want to throw them out to the wolves.
They want to crucify shit, you know?
They want to crucify them. Definitely, definitely. Let's go ahead and open up the line to some more callers. And Southpaw, I'm going to get to you. Southpaw is definitely all over the airwaves and doing this thing. I was just listening to you the other day, Southpaw, while I was cleaning up my house. I needed to hear that. I needed to. I was like, you know, I came in after work. I was feeling some type of way. I said, yo, I got to clean up and I got to cook at the same time. I said, I know who's going to get me right where I need to do. I need that no hook.
Were you naked and cleaning?
Was I naked and cleaning? No, I wasn't naked and cleaning.
You're a liar. You're a liar. If you're listening to Tap Water Dawn and you're a female, you're naked.
Fever. I ain't even mad at it. You know what? I'm going to let that go because I will go in with you, but we're going to get a show where I can go in with you, Softwater Dot. I'll tell you that. Yo, let's go ahead and get to the live. Let's open it up to the 203-824. You're now live. My radio is down so we can hear you. Yo, they bumping over there. Y'all hear that? We got the Spanish copies over there bumping. Let's see if we can get them back. Yeah, they still bumping. We're going to leave that right there. Yo, in the meantime, between time, my co-host, Future Crew 100, is live in the building.
You know it. I'm here, Jersey in the building, too. Don't forget. Jersey all day over here. I represent Jersey shit, so everybody that got flyers to promote, and if you're doing the club thing, I'm seriously locked in. I'm promoting it out to Jersey, whatever market you're in. I'm promoting to your market. You know what I'm saying? Diva Mary Kay helping me out. Shout out to everybody that's retweeting my shit. You know what I'm saying? I really appreciate it. And all everybody that's listening to Diva Spot ENT Blog Talk, you're really official. You're on the official Feed the Wolves edition. I'm letting you know right now, this is Diva Mary Kay Feed the Wolves Diva edition. And you must know that we really coming at you because it's time to feed the wolves.
Time to feed the wolves. We don't play about feeding the wolves. The wolves eat very heavy. So we don't play.
It's a full moon.
Ooh, it's a full moon outside. I'm going to have to put on the moon color heels for that one. I like it when it's a full moon. That means a lot more money is coming. Low Pro, can you hear me?
Yeah, let's go, baby.
Now, even with, you know, the whole situation, we about to get into another one of your joints, and then we're going to get into one of Soft Part of Dawn joints, and I'm not naked. And listen to one of his joints. But, like, I like what Guru said about the whole situation about having a movement, everything going on. When I watch your video, you know, on YouTube, I can tell that you're a firm believer of God. Like, and you said something, you was like, you know, I don't think God can hear me when I'm talking. But I want to let you, go ahead.
Me and him have an understanding. I try not to dwell into his realm, and he tries to help me out at the, you know, I don't know. Mm-hmm. I'm a firm believer. Like, I don't follow, I'm not a religious person when it comes to God and whatnot. I mean, I do believe in him, but the things that I've seen and been through and done, and it makes it kind of hard, you feel me? Like, of course I believe in the man above, and you know what I mean? Like, he's there when it does count and when it matters, so for that, you know, it is, but I don't pray before I go to sleep. I don't look to him for certain things, you know what I mean? But I do know that he's up there watching and this thing.
Well, yeah, I definitely understand that right there, but I definitely want to tap on the fact that you said all the stuff that you've been through and whatnot. You got to understand, you know, and I've been through a lot of stuff. We all have been through a lot of stuff, but, you know, put this in your mind. Just put this one piece in your mind right here. To suffer is to be blessed, and to be blessed is to find the understanding of suffering. You got to understand that. I'm going to say that again. To suffer is to be blessed, and to be blessed is to find the understanding of suffering. If you feel like you're going through something right now, it's because he's preparing you for something much greater. See, you're not called to do mediocre things. You made it in his image. You made it in his image. So you're wonderfully and fearfully made. So you're going through some stuff right now to prepare you for something better. Because just think about it. You getting, like, Mikey T, the movie star, he's doing this thing out there. You know what I'm saying? He call you up like, yo, we're going to get you on the BET Awards or whatever the case may be. Now, if you didn't have any prior training, if you wasn't doing mixtapes, if you didn't live, breathe music, he wouldn't have called on you. He know that you prepared for that position. So you got to understand, you preparing for another position. But in order for you to get it fully, you got to accept that, yo. You got to accept that. Now, I ain't no holier than thou, and you know I go to church on y'all. This is what I do. Right now, whatever you're going through is for a reason. It's that on-the-job training, and a lot of us is going through it. It's that on-the-job training, so accept your suffering. Be thankful for your suffering, because if everything was given to you, you wouldn't go as hard as you was. Your music wouldn't your music wouldn't be as good as it is. Let's think about it. You'd be doing some Waka Flocka and shit. Oh. I said it. Yo, definitely. But on that note, we about to get into some of this more hot bangers that you got. You got this joint called I Do This, man. Y'all call us up at 347-850-1521. That's 347-850-1521. Tell a friend to tell a friend that Low Pro was in the building, man.
Feed the wolves.
Feed the wolves. Movie star management. You know who it is. I do this. I do this. I do this.
I do this.
I do this.
I do this. I do this.
Feed the wolves. Yo, I ain't in this for a hobby, I ain't here to fucking play. Disbelieve I'm in this shit to make a motherfucking name. This a movement, if you ain't with it, you getting dropped. Like a motherfucking turd up in the toilet, get crushed. Round and round, I'm running circles round these phonies, give it up. Hurry up and die already, here's your coffin, close it up. I'm riding with the movie star, so you know I'm going hard in the paint, picture perfect with my boss. And I do this for the bright lights and big crowd cheering. I do this for respect, like I'm locked down in prison. I'm pointed like a shooter, but I ain't trying to shoot ya. Holla at the goons and all the wolves are gonna chew through ya, huh? I do this shit for the love of music, but I do this for money and fame. Don't get it twisted, nah. I do this for myself, nobody else. Racing to the finish while I'm diminishing your record. Hey, yo, I do this for the love, not affected by the hate. Yo, I do this for my fame, I don't do this for the fake. Yo, I do this for respect. I don't do this shit for play. Hey, day, all day, you know I'm doing my thing. I do this. Shout out to all my dogs who riding for the cause. Mikey T, the movie star, playing on Smurf, feed the wolf. Man, I do this in my camp, we international. Shout out to Amo, 5 Alive, Money Mo. Maybach, Dice, Caesar, CeeLo, Ryan B, Southport, Adon, 6th Floor, we getting money. Chicken Fell, Mad Beats, Dead Zone, Profit, Nemesis, Freddy Beats, Man, the list ain't stopping. Yo, I do this cause I can't, till I D.I.E. Rest in peace, Calmly, I know you're watching over me. If you try and check the team, you gon' end up in the beam. And that beam is gonna send you right to heaven, guaranteed. See the wolves, half to see 11 is ours. Cut a check a fucking step if you ain't with ours. What's up? I do this for the dream I've had since I was 13. I won't let nothing intervene. I do this for my family. Hey, yo, I do this for the love, not affected by the hate. Yo, I do this for my fam. I don't do this for the fake. Yo, I do this for respect. I don't do this shit for play. Hey, day, all day, you know I'm doing my thing. I do this.
Welcome back to Feed the Wolves Diva Edition with Diva Mary Kay. We got Mikey on the. We got Mikey T on the
line. Feed the Wolves.
Oh, bro, thanks for joining us.
Yeah.
Ryan P, thanks for joining us. Southpaw, thanks for joining us. Y'all already know what it is. Diva Mary Kay holds it down for Guru 24/7. If she sleep, I'm woke. If I'm woke, she woke. Ah, you already know, because I ain't going to sleep on you guys. You wake up, I'm woke. You sleep, I'm woke. So I'll tell you one thing. You need to pay attention on Thursdays, 9 p.m., Feed the Wolves Diva Edition with Diva Mary Kay, Hip Hop History.
Yeah.
That's the movement. That's the movement right now. I need everybody to pay attention. If you're listening online, pay attention and stay tuned. We bringing it. Feed the Wolves, baby.
Oh, most definitely, man. We definitely appreciate the co-host holding us down, man. This is what we do each and every Thursday. We only had a reel of the reels on here, man. And we got this. Let's do a roll call of the reels of the reel, man. And I definitely want to get some insight from Steve that's on the line, too, about that. I do this. That shit is hot. I ain't even going to play. Yo, well, definitely. We got the go-to guy, Mr. Value, Future Group 100 in the building. Mikey T, the movie star in the building. We got Lopo in the building. Softball on the Dawn Live in the building, man. We definitely going in. Yo, this is definitely hip-hop history. We making history right now. So call up, tell somebody to tell a friend, text, I am, or holler at your baby mother. Go tell her, go get all her friends and holler too, because we know they moms go 100 miles an hour. We love baby mamas on Diva Fly ENT Radio. We need y'all to tell a friend to tell a friend. Ain't no need to listen to the radio right now, especially on Thursday when we feeding the wolves. Hey, ladies, I'm going to get real quiet right now. Hold on. Let me get real quiet. Like, let me mute everybody right now and say this. Hey, ladies, what's the point of getting a dog when you can have a wolf? Think about it. Get rid of that little scrawny dog, that little starving dog, the little stray that you brought home with you, and get you a wolf that know how to eat, baby. That's even every case I know right there. I'm going to go ahead and let my co-host take over for a second. And then we're going to get into some music.
Yeah. I just
want to
know who we got on the line. Still got Lil Pro on the line.
Yeah,
you
already know.
Where's
Mikey T?
Mikey T on the line. Hey, yeah, I want to ask Lil Pro, man. I know you're on the rep in the 401, right? 401.
Yeah, Rhode Island on that, man.
I want you to go ahead and give some shout outs and tell everybody what's the 401 all about, because I gotta go look up the zip code. I mean the area code on 401. Tell everybody where you're from and give out your shout outs right quick, man.
Yeah, 401 is tough, Ryan G, man. For real, smallest state in the whole fucking country. It ain't no joke, like, you know, I
We can't hear you, low pro.
Can you hear me?
Some music.
Wow.
Well, let's go ahead and try to play some of these lines out. See what's going on. Hold on, low pro.
I got some music playing in the background. I need to turn that down. Nah, I ain't got nothing playing.
Not you, low pro. Hold on. All right, we got it now. Go ahead.
Go. Tell everybody about that 401. All right, like I was saying, like I rep the state. I'm born here, lived here, raised here. But shit's tough, man. Like, you know what I mean? It's the smallest state in the whole country. Like, it ain't easy. Like, the whole system in this place is just ass backwards. It's probably one of the toughest states to live in besides, like, New York. No bullshit. Like, it's not. It's so overpopulated, you know what I mean? Like, the whole just judicial system's, like, just fucked. But it is what it is. The good thing about it is you can drive to one point to the end of the state in less than an hour. So that's good. Everything's within an hour away. Honestly, I've lived here for 28 years, and I really can't, like, say too much good shit about this state. Honestly. You know what I'm saying? Like, this is where I'm from, but, like, personally, I can't stand it. I'm going to relocate. I'm actually, me and Mikey T was just talking not too long ago. My ass might be hitting Miami soon, so y'all might be seeing me out there real soon.
Cool.
But, yeah, that's about it. But, yeah, on top of that.
So are you able to get your music out there? Are people receptive to when you're doing a new track, or, you know, trying to spread the word through, you know, your mixtapes and selling them out the trunk, or selling when you're doing shows? Are they supporting you? Like, tell us what's going on with that.
Ah, shit's hard, man. It's rough. You got a lot of haters out here in this state, that's for damn sure. Like, I mean, I go to shows, I get love, I hold it down, I do me wherever I go regardless, you know, but it's not easy. There's a lot of haters, there's a lot of, like, you know, somebody told me a long time ago there's a very thin line between friends and fans.
Mm-hmm.
And in the 401, like, it's very hard to find a good friend. Like, they've come, gone, passed by, you know what I mean? So it ain't nothing, but to find fans here is even harder to find friends. So it hasn't been an easy journey. Mikey can vouch. He knows he's been here, you know? So it's just, I don't let nothing stop me, so I'm going to do me regardless. So, I mean, not for nothing. I want to thank all my haters. So all my haters, if you're listening out there, like, I thank you. Like, I'll shake your hand because you're helping me out in the long run. At the end of the day, you're just helping me out with promotion. So whether you like it or not, that's just what it is. So keep hating. It's all good. You know, if it wasn't for the haters, I'd probably just have to take it out. You know, if it wasn't for the haters, it's all good. But, yeah, shout out to the whole team. You know, you already know what it is. Feed the Wolves all day. Shout out Future Guru. You know, Diva Mary Kay. Bangin' was popping.
Bang on.
Maybach Dice. Six Lords. Southpaw. Mikey T. Ryan B. I mean, we got a list like three states long. Like, no bullshit. We are the biggest movement out right now. And if we don't know them, our man knows them. And it's just like that. We an army.
Yeah, that's true. I appreciate you supporting up the shouting out Bangham and the whole Feed the Wolves movement. And, you know, the thing I wanna let everybody know is that it don't just stop with the music. And if you've been paying attention to everybody that's rocking with Feed the Wolves, Smurf is involved with a movie with Fred Rosestar. Everybody remember him from Q. You know, from Moesha, and, you know, he ain't never quit. He's from Onyx, you know, that's the cat from Onyx, Fred Rosestar. His Twitter is Drostar, DROSTARR1, and he's involved in a movie with Bangham Smurf, _FDW, and the movie director is Freddy Krueger. And the movie is www.todiefor.com. So it doesn't just stop with the music. Smurf is getting involved with the movie. He got a part in the movie. Joe Star got a part in the movie. And it's all about the next level. You know, so shout out to Freddy Krueger. I'm shouting out Freddy Krueger right now. You know, he follows me on the Twitter, and we supposed to be hooking up, and he's going to hit me up on my jack, you know, to discuss, like, this movie and how we going to make this website viral. It's a good trailer. The trailer is hot. I don't know if anybody on the line seen the trailer.
Yeah, that's the trailer.
I want to know who's seen the trailer.
Yeah, we all seen the trailer.
The trailer is crazy.
Posting the link, I peeped that shit.
I'm going to send Diva Mary Kay the link to the trailer. She needs to see this joint.
Yeah.
The trailer is very, very interesting.
Well, it's gonna be a film,
it looks like some people are going to get killed.
That's crazy, Mikey T.
Yeah, I'm not saying, you know, Fred Rostow usually lives in his movies, but, you know, who knows?
I want to know, the question for the trailer is, where would you go if you stole $75 million? Where would you hide if you stole $75 million?
At my mama's house.
What? Don't go there. Don't go to your mama's house. Don't go to your mama's house. You can't do that. These boys ain't playing. They not playing. Duct tape and rope and beat down.
Yo,
so don't
we
go to your mama's house.
Don't go to your mama's house, y'all. But we definitely want to pose that question right now. If you stole $70 million, where would you go? Let's go to the hotline, yo. We got the hotline lighting up. 203-887, you're now live in the building on Diva Spot Radio ENT. We got Low Pro live in the building, man. Show some love. What's your name and where you calling from?
What's good? What's good? It's your boy Dom P. Showing your boy Low Pro, Ryan B. and Mikey T. Some love coming out at 203. CT, what's good?
Yo, Dom P., what's up, my boy?
Hey, how it be, my dude?
Hey. This is my boy, Dom P., man. This is my boy, Fat Pockets. Yeah.
Hey, what's going on, homie?
Chilling, yo. You know, we're doing the interviews tonight. Low Pro's on the line. Ryan B. just did the interview. Appreciate you for calling up.
Oh, yeah. We're going to see you soon now down there in Florida.
Yeah, yo, and I don't know if Ryan B. got to talk about it, but we got a show coming up on the 22nd where Dom P. is going to be performing with Ryan B., and Low Pro is going to join him on the stage, Diva.
Okay. Oh, yeah, got the show on Saturday at Toad's Place, too.
Yep, Toad's Place is the and we got a very special guest, too.
Oh, yeah.
Most definitely. If they want to get more information about what's going on, where can they go to?
What'd you say, Diva?
Mikey T, if they want to get more information about, you know, the event that's coming up on the 22nd, where can they go to, like, as far as online?
Go to, I believe it's toadsplace.com. Is that right, Don P?
Oh, yeah. Toad's Place got all the info. You can go to Toad's Place, or you can hit me up on my own Facebook at Domingo Rogers, I mean, got all the info out there. Or Ryan B., hit him up on Twitter, follow him, I mean. Ryan B., here.
Dom P's a shut your mouth and listen boss, so he can handle all the tour event information. So hit him up on Facebook, he'll have the info for you.
But it's going to be
a big event.
Oh, yeah. Always got to be big. That's how it go down. Shut your mouth and listen. Sign me.
Shut your mouth and listen. I like that right there. Just shut your mouth. I'm going to tell somebody that tomorrow just because. Shut your mouth and listen. Shut your mouth and listen, man. You're now tuning in live to Diva Spot Radio ENT, man. We about to get into some of this hot banger right here. Low Pro got this joint he did over the High Haters beat, and it's definitely hot. And when we come back, we're going to talk about more about that feed and Tom and the stuff that he got going on. It's your girl, Diva Mary Kay. Tell a friend to tell a friend that my co-host, DJ Rule 100, is live in the building. Call us up at 347-850-1521. That's 347-850-1521. And you can also check us out live on the live chat at www.blogtalkradio.com/DivaSpotENT because we winning over here. Shout out to my haters. I love you. I see your motherfucking haters. I'm taking this to the next. Something that y'all should know about me by now, man. I don't give a
hear the talking when I step up in the building. Haters all up on my dick like a million. I hustle hard trying to stack to a billion. Cushed out eyes low and that's how they stay in. The bitches know I give it to them how they need it. Break them off and send them home and you be eating. Yo, I ain't one for the tricking, yo, I'm treating. Hate on your bitch, she the one cheating. You ain't got no haters, step your game up. You ain't got no one to hate, come hit on me, bruh. Yo, what you know about having the closet hated talking shit, but when they all alone, your joints playing. Haters going hard, dog, I ain't mad. I straight disregard them like my memory's bad. This white boy, he was one of a kind. And do I care what y'all think?
Hell nah.
Just keep that in mind. Always wanna talk trash by the G. Man, ain't nobody say that y'all had to like me. It's pathetic what a hater put themselves through. Always talking about me, but I don't give a fuck about you. Come on, I hustle, y'all hating.
Turn your volumes up. Welcome back, y'all. It's your girl Diva Mary Kay. You're now tuned in live to
I got my co-host Future Groove 100 live in the building, Mr. Value, Mr. Go-To Guy. I got Mikey T the Movie Star live in the building, and our special, special guest Low Pro is live in the building with them hot joints. That was just a hot drop by my peoples, Eddie L. Ness, that just came in. Big shout out to Eddie L. Ness for that drop right there. I'm definitely appreciated. And we def came back from this joint call that Lopo did over High Haters. Like, I'm really feeling that cut right there, man. We definitely got love on the hotline. It's like, Lopo, that was definitely a real hard with it. Like, you went hard on them on that High Haters. I ain't even mad, though. I just want to know, you know, why Lopo? Why so so
hard? First off, shout out to Diva Mary Kay, because I'm going to be going in for all y'all out there listening. If y'all sleeping, y'all stupid. Y'all need to turn into this shit. I'm going to be listening a whole lot more from now on. But as far as that joint goes, it's a lot. It's more of I had a few people that I've known and dealt with throughout my life that I had in my life. I wrote that. Fake friends, you know, haters, the non-supporting type, the ones that smile in your face and then talk shit behind your back.
True.
You know, the average hater, you know? So it's like I've come across many of them living in this state. Not a very sort of place to be. I mean, how many people have honestly made it out of Rhode Island? You know? Music, maybe a couple more, but nobody really significant besides one or two, you know. So it's like, I love it. It's like I hear more bullshit and rumors about me throughout my state than I could even make up my own self. You know what I mean? It's just I just got a couple of hating incidents that happened like back to back all in one day, and I was just like, you know what? I'm just going to let him roll off my shoulder, and I'm going to make a song for them all so they know how much I appreciate all the hard work they put in just for my hard work, you know?
Well, you definitely right about that. We're going to go to the line and get some hotline love, because the hotlines is definitely lighting in. Yo, we got a couple of bosses on the line. We got Sosa's Sinatra on the line with us. What's going on? Welcome to the show. Yep. So, what's going on? We
ain't
hear you.
Ain't nothing. I'm chilling. You know, it's LOE, loyalty over everything. Southside Sinatra. Yo, Low Pro, what's good, man?
What's good, fam? How we hanging, my G?
Ain't nothing. Everything all good, man, you know?
Yeah. Yeah. Everybody out there that's listening, you can go check out the new the single, Four Feeding Time. It's out right now. It's featuring Money Mo and Southside Sinatra, myself. Shout out Matt Beats on that beat. You know, he's killing Eagles Hard Body with the beats all day. He's part of the fans, you know, for Mafia and that. Yeah, check out that Feeding Time. You can find it on my Reverb Nation / B Low Pro, Facebook, MySpace, wherever. It's all over the place. So check that out. Give me some feedback on that. Haters welcome, you know. So it is as well.
That just inspired me right there. Sosa, you got some shout-outs to give, baby?
Man, you know, I just want to shout out the whole Southside, you know. Like I said, I keep the LOE, loyalty over everything, you know, dudes ain't loyal, chicks is too spoiled, stuff like that. Everybody that's just supporting my movement, my music, the homie Low Pro, my dude Mikey T, you know. Just everybody that's behind me.
Right now, too, y'all go check out that new Southside Sinatra mixtape that's out.
Yeah, I got that mixtape I just dropped a couple weeks ago called When the Smoke Clears. So, you know, I'm just working. I'm, you know, working and networking and stuff like that. I show love to people that show love to me. So let's make it happen.
That's definitely what's up, so Sasha. Now, I was just about to say, like, we definitely need to link up. I want you to follow me at Diva Mary Kay on Twitter so we can get in contact. You know, I got your math right here. I can definitely hit you after the show so we can link up to link out. You just give me
definitely.
The go.
Definitely,
right.
Definitely. No problem.
All right, cool. I got you right here. I'm definitely going to log you in right now. And we're going to go to the hotlines. We thank you for calling in and supporting the show and definitely getting yourself out there. You dig?
Oh, anytime, man.
For sure. Let's go to the hotlines to get some more love, man.
917-679, you're now tuned in live to Feed the Wolves Diva Edition Hip Hop History. Where your name? What's your name and where you calling from?
You already know, man. It's Trigot from Southside Jamaica, Queens. You already know, man. Feed the Wolves, man. How are you?
You already know. Trigger.
Shout out to Diva.
What's going on? Big thank you. That's what's definitely what's,
you know,
what's going on.
Hey, back smoking on some shabby right now. You already know how I go, though. I mean, Mike, give it up.
Yeah, what's good? What's good, Trigger Man?
Kelly Mack, I'm here right now. It's shit, you know. Living the
Maybach. Well, who you
like
with? Who you with right now? You with the C1s?
I'm with C1s right now. With Maybach, Dice, Bells, you know the team?
You already know. Bells, tell Bells, Dice, you already know.
So, shout out to Maybach Bills, man. He hold me down on the Twitter, man. He be popping in on my Twitter, man. Shouting me out. Shout out to Maybach Bills and shout out to Maybach Dice.
Maybach Bills is like the official Twitter celebrity.
Yeah, Maybach Bills
on YouTube.
Yeah, Maybach. Yeah, definitely Maybach Bills is definitely a Twitter celebrity, yo. Word up. Don't play with him.
And Dice has bars.
Dice got bars, man. Dice got bars.
Hey, what's poppin', man? Bills got to get paid, man. How you?
Yeah. Watch, Bills is going to change his name one day to Billions.
Nah. I'm going to change it to Bills Clinton. You know
what I mean? Yeah, that's what's up.
Michelle Bills.
I've seen that.
People go, hey, Bills, you know you be going in on the Bills. You be going in every day, all day on them, Bills.
I have to, though. That's
up.
The Wolves.
Yeah, don't change stuff, Bills. You going in, man. Whatever you change your name to, man, I know you're going to keep it 100, man. That's why I'm glad you be shouting me out, man. You know, when I'm on your page, you on my page, man. That's how we doing it, man. We all day with it, Bills.
All right, definitely, my nigga. Hey, but look, boom.
I'm here, Bills. You already know I need to come out there to the MIA. Even I know you everywhere, man. You go from Southside back to MIA. I ain't sleeping on you, man. I'm right here for you, man. You need to be partying with me. We gonna get it in.
Definitely, my nigga. Anytime you touch the NY, but boom, we need to hit Jersey up too. I already know you got that on Smash.
Yeah, the clubs is on me. The clubs is on me. These little young promoters is on me right now. They know to come to Big Boy right now. I'm right here for them, man. I'ma show them what's good. They loving it. They loving it, man. They loving what I'm bringing, too.
I love it, too.
Bills actually has his new single right now on hoodaffair.com, too.
No, I need that link, Bills. I need that link, man. You got to
put it out there,
man.
Mikey T, put it out. Well, matter of fact, Bills, you put it out there. Put that out there right now because the shows are archived. Let's go. All
right, so definitely, boom, the new track, What You Want, with my nigga Keys from Queens and my nigga Digital and all that. That's that Feed the Wolves shit, so you already know. Queens shit. Movie Star Status, not me, Future Guru. Diva and all that. Now, I mean, Bills got to get paid coming real soon, though. You already know palm trees. But look, we grinding 100 miles per hour, though. Now, I mean, I don't want to stop the show up and all that.
Hey, Bills, tell us who came up with that slogan, Bills got to get paid, though. Because you know that's like the slogan for 2000, all the way to the new millennium right there. So your name going to ring bells all the way to the new millennium. So tell us who came up with that slogan, Bills got to get paid.
Maybe.
Bills came up with that in like fourth grade.
Who was like the relationship? And when I saw that, when I saw you killing him with that, I said, yo, this is my G because he got that mindset. He got that mindset right. Like, he's about to take it wherever he wants to take it to.
Real shit. And I want everybody to relate. That's the whole thing. As long as everybody did something right.
Hey, I couldn't ask for more. Look. I'm on that marketing thing with you, so when I tell them Bills got to get paid, they're going to listen, G.
Basically.
That's definitely what it is, though. We thank y'all for calling in. We definitely want to give big shout-outs to y'all for calling in. We're going to go ahead and get more love from the hotline, man. It's definitely lighting it up. And then we're going to get into some more music. I got these. Yo, the Wolves got some hot music. My arsenal is so full with their music that it's sometimes I can't pick. I just have to pick at random. But it is.
That's right. I'm spoiled. Let's get into it.
Killing, baby.
Let's go to the hotlines. We got 862-237 live in the building. We got Brick City live in the building. We got the boy Rockabock live in the building. What else, Rockabock? What's going on, man?
Hey, what's up? EB's up front with Tenor. Yes, sir.
I get that applause. He gets that applause because that's my G's. He supports Diva Mary K 100. Like, don't play with it. It ain't even about. It's about that friendship and that relationship and that whole business aspect of what we doing. Like, we appreciate him supporting Diva Mary K. It ain't got nothing to do with nothing. It ain't got nothing to do with no show. It ain't got to do with nothing with nothing. I respect that man on the line right now. And I'm in Jersey, North, Irvington, East Orange, everywhere all day. Like, Baka Block is that dude.
True that. What's up, y'all? What's going on, man? Hey, man, to God be the glory, y'all. I wanted to call the show, you know what I'm saying, and just say, you know, that I've been praying for y'all, keeping y'all up in my prayers, and asking for blessings for the whole community, for all the leaders of the world, you know what I'm saying, for everybody to fly straight, you know what I'm saying, to stay focused and just do right, you know what I'm saying, by God, you know what I mean, because we got to seek his kingdom first, and then everything will fall into place, you know what I'm saying. I wanted to put that out there, and so that everybody just be on the same page with each other, you know what I mean, because we all one in the body of Christ, you know what I mean? Ain't nobody got 2 feet or 2 right foots or 2 left foots or none of that, you know what I mean? We all
one in
the body of Christ, so wanted to put that out there, you feel me?
That's definitely what's up, yo.
You know you amongst family right now, Rock and Block. This is our Feed the Wolves fam right here, man, and we supporting everything they do because we grinding together and everybody's on the same page with this movement right here. So this is our Feed the Wolves family, Rock and Block. I don't know if you ever heard the Thursday show, but Diva Mary Kay, you know, I brought her into this situation, you know, and she is really doing an exceptional. And when I say exceptional, it's all capital letters. She has took the ball and she's dribbling the three, and everybody getting assists, alley-oops, and everything. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm talking some real shit right now. Like, she is really going above and beyond my expectation. And I knew she would. I knew she would.
Shout out to
Well, definitely. Thank you for that. And I'm feeling real good right now. I'm feeling real good.
That's my job.
Mikey T. I'm feeling like, you know, I'm about to go in and do a meeting with Mikey T right now. Like, I'm blessed to know the man and to have the support and the backing. Feature Guru 100 and Rockablock, you know what I'm saying? I'm like, I'm feeling real good. Like,
well,
you know,
we appreciate you, Guru. That's what's up. You know what I mean? We appreciate the love. Yeah, that's big up.
You know, we about our business, man. You know, Diva Mary K be on, and I need that 48-hour confirmation. Come on. I ain't got I need that 48-hour confirmation. Thank you, yo.
I got you, baby. So you get it every hour on me. You get it every hour over here. I ain't playing with it.
Yo, it's definitely Feed the Wolves. You're now tuned in live to Diva Spot Radio, ENT. We about to feed the wolves, man, because sometimes I feel like I'm on my own. Let's go. Big shout out to Damo, man.
They say God bless the child that hold his own. What about the nigga that hold his people's down? For real in the struggle, you know, life's an everyday hustle, you gotta apply muscle, it's my story.
I remember the days when we were shooting hoops, while the pretty ladies jump rope and hula hoops. Nowadays, block parties in the funerals. Friends and foes, camouflage, no telling who is who. Mama stretched, chewing nails to the cuticles. Life is ugly now, it used to be so beautiful. Baseball, handball, low scully. Kids used to visit the park and never worry. Now shots ring in the park and people hurry. Ducking while they leaving the park, somebody bloody in the end. But everybody used to be friends, somebody dead. Over what? Something foolish again. Back then we was cool, or we used to pretend. Things change, you realize love and money don't blend. You gotta always watch how close you get to associates. Keep your eyes on every nigga you're rolling with it. same no more. Niggas is living foul. Nothing personal, it's strictly business now. They say that money is the root of all evil shit. Money got us niggas destroying our own people shit. Money make you feel real good until you're losing now. Money got you all stressed out and looking stupid. That's a slave mentality, a harsh reality. Not to mention reminiscing of the Calvary. You disagree, well, express your point validly. Tell me why children's cries are so silent, please. Inside the home, it's supposed to be love. Nick's miracle, Sean Brown murdered in cold blood. This is what I call monkey business. Genocide taking our own lives. Damn it, it hurts to witness. My people suffer no respect for their color. Rocking all types of flags representing the color. Man, life is getting harder, something gotta give. Crooked system give us difficult instructions how to live. Kids starving, empty boxes, cartons in the fridge. I pray our future look a lot more bright than this. Hoping that the Lord don't ignore my calls. Father, forgive me, I done been through it all. Been up, been down, took some serious falls. But kept it moving like a G, still brushing it off. My actions, only God can judge it. Niggas hate to see me shine, but my mama, she love it. But sometimes she complain about the evil in this game. And I tell her when death calls, I ain't going in vain. Live through my children, Lord willing, no more suffering. Long days of cold nights on the block hustling. Fighting with niggas or me and my shorty tussling. Cops on my back still trying to lock a brother in.
Chopping it up and getting it in. Call us up at 347-850-1521. That's 347-850-1521. And be heard, man. Hey, Low Bro.
Yeah.
We definitely blessed to have you in the building, man. Like, I definitely got to network with you.
I appreciate it. Well, I appreciate the love. Future Guru, you already know I'm here for the fam, so it ain't no thing. But, yeah, I appreciate the love. I'm glad y'all have me on the show tonight. You know, hopefully I can top it up with you guys again real soon.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Good looking, man. We appreciate you joining us, huh?
Oh, no.
Well, this is the Low Pro Show.
The Low Pro Show.
Yeah, it's the Low Pro Show. I like that. I know Mikey T is going to tweet that. We'll let Mikey T retweet that first and then everybody retweet it.
That's right.
Twitter that. Twitter that.
Twitter that.
Twitter that.
Get out of here. You know how
that's
we do.
Right.
We're going to follow
that
you today. We're going to
follow
you today.
But, yo, before we get into some more callers, can I just say a few things about Low Pro?
True.
Yeah, go ahead, Mikey T.
All right, so let me just tell you guys about when I first started hearing about Low Pro. He was on the scene, and like he was saying, he lives for music. This Low Pro really loves music, and that's why, like, you can tell by the way he makes it. He comes up with hit after hit after hit, and this is something that pulled me closer to him and made me be like, yo, I really want to push Low Pro to the next level and put him on that underground scene. But even before this, Low Pro built a fan base in little old Rhode Island where he was a DJ, and he was going by the name of DJ Flawless, and he was making up all these tapes for everybody around the block, and everybody was running around the hood bumping Low Pro's music that he would put together through mixtapes. So he developed a name for himself, and so now everybody in Rhode Island is just seeing what he's doing with it. And they look at him like they look at him like a neighborhood celebrity. I just, you know, how the fuck do they look at me? I'm telling you, Low Pro is a neighborhood celebrity.
But I had that question, Low Pro, how do you deal with your celebrityness? Like, word up, and then we going to get to the hotlines because they lighting up. I see you 917, I see you 347 about to get to y'all. But, I mean, 347, how do you deal with, you know, with the fame that you have? Because a lot of times we can get into the game, and just like that that football player that got caught up in a hotel room with the young girl, he had all that money. He was doing a thing, but he ended up confessing at the end. Talk about, she told me she was 19. How you deal with the groupies, Joe?
ID, dog.
ID?
Check an ID, you wouldn't have that problem, but...
Make a copy of that shit, too. Fuck that. Y'all should carry... It's sad that y'all got to carry a scanner with y'all, but, you know, these chicks is out here scandalous, man.
Scandalous.
Scandalous. She's so scandalous. I know you check an ID, but I could get a fake ID.
I
could be like...
Get a barcode
check
with a scanner.
Check for the barcode. I know, but definitely right. Check for the barcode, man. We're going to go and get to the hotline and open them up. 347-65 over you now live. Low Pro is live in the building. Show some love. What's your name and where you calling from?
Hello.
347-650, what's up?
Yeah. This is Local Thug, 134. I'm here on the line with Low Pro and Mikey T. That's my peoples and shit.
What's going on, local thug?
In the building.
Yeah.
What's good?
What's shaking, homie?
I'm tuning in a little bit late, though. I don't really know what the topic is. I just got on the line. You know what I'm saying? What's going on right now?
It's the Low Pro show, baby.
The Low Pro show, but I mean, like, you know, I'm late on the conversation. You know what I'm saying? Like, what I miss out on, you know what I'm saying? I'm dipping in the Kool-Aid right now. I don't know the flavor.
The flavors feed the wolves, man. You know what? We need them flavors because we're hungry. Like, that you making us hungry again with you mentioned the word flavors. That's the whole thing.
Yeah, man. Feed the wolves. That's the motion right now.
Yeah, it's Feed the Wolves all day over here, man. We playing Ryan B, we playing Low Pro, we playing Domination, we playing everything that we got in the arsenal. Diva Mary Kay, she feel like playing it, she gonna play, and we got more.
Man. Feed the Wolves is definitely the moment. It's funny you say that because right before Mikey T hit me up and told me to call, I was just listening to some Domination on my computer, you know what I'm saying? Like,
wow.
Feed the Wolves all day.
That's what I'm talking about.
All y'all out there listening right now, whoever's sleeping on Domination, learning the language, all are fucking stupid.
Yeah.
Yeah, man.
Everything he teaches is magic, like, for real. Like, he's one of the top members in the whole camp, and I salute Domo right there, you know what I mean? But don't sleep. Like, he's fire. Everything he's got behind him is fire.
Fire.
Yeah, so let me ask him, which joint was he listening to? Like, was you listening to the King Dom mixtape, or were you listening to one of the older joints that he had up?
Nah, I was listening to some exclusive shit. This nigga's called himself Southside Sinatra on that pip. It was featuring Domination. Some shit nobody
would
really be up on like that.
Yep, Southside was just checking in with us,
bro.
I want to put something out there that I don't know if anybody remember. A couple years ago, K-Slay had the top 25 artists all on one track, you know what I'm saying? And Damo was definitely on that joint. And I'm going to put that joint back on. It's on the YouTube, K-Slay and all that. I'm going to put that. I think I got it off Mikey T page. I'm not sure if I did it or not, but I think I did. And Damo was definitely on that joint. And he ripped his bars to that.
No, that's definitely Local Thug Design. Shout out to K-Slay. Shout out to K-Slay. Hey, Local Thug, you got some shout-outs you want to give?
Yeah, man. I want to shout out the whole 134 Brick Gang, Southside Drama, FF Dot, you know what I'm saying? Low Pro, of course, all day. Feed the Wolves is the movement.
That's definitely
you know, I got some Southside shout-outs. Pardon me, Diva Mary Kay. I got some Southside shout-outs, man. Shout out to Money Mo and Five Alive, man.
Yeah, I'm just about to get to their music. That's crazy.
Yeah.
Hey, man,
we here, man.
Right now, man. Money Mo got some serious downloads going on online.
Yo,
so do Five Alive.
Yo, Money Mo said no downloads, no mixtapes, man. I love that. Let's go to the hotlines, man. Let's definitely get it in. We got 978-552 live in the building. What's your name? Where you calling from? We got Lopo live in the building. What's up, yo?
Yo, what up, man? It's Mr. DL. Shout out to Low Pro doing it big. Shout out to everybody at Feed the Wall. Oh. What's going on, man? 100 Mad in the building.
Shout out to DL.
Mr. DL.
What up, what up? I'm showing you love, man. I've seen you guys on here, so I figured I'd call in again. I'll be up on here on Sunday.
Yeah, the line's going
up. Word.
You already know we feeding the wolves. When we feeding the wolves, everybody want to eat. Everybody want to eat, but it's all about grind and shine, man. You can't eat unless you grind and you shine. And this shit is boot camp. I didn't get into this shit even before I came to Feed the Wolves, before we got the whole Feed the Wolves movement going. Future Guru 100 sent me through boot camp. He says, you need to show me that you can produce. After I produce, here I am. Let's go, man.
Word.
That's true.
Yeah.
That diva. You know what?
Yeah.
While we doing that, I got to give a shout-out to DJ Don DeMarco, who did the Domination. He hosted the Domination King Dom mixtape. And I'm going to say, way last year, when he was dictating to my boy, Big Bo.
I'm all in with DJ Don DeMarco.
That's my G, and he's on the Domination mixtape. He did a marvelous job. I'm a guest, and I still can say marvelous.
That's definitely what's up, Mikey.
Magnificent.
Yeah, magnificent, right?
Yeah, but yo, I just wanted to say that Mr. DL actually has an interview this Sunday on Feed the Wolves Radio with Money Mo and Five Alive. It's going to be a big interview. That show comes on from 8 to 10. You know, you could go to Money Mo's page at Money Mo FDW, and you could, you know, you'll get all the information as how to listen to it online and call up. And Mr. DL is he's been in the game for a minute, and he's really developed as an artist. He has quite an array of music. He's worked with a number of people. You still there, DL?
Yeah, I'm here.
I got
some new music coming out, man. I got my new single about to drop with Be Real, Sticky Fingers, Cool G Rap, and Helter Skelter called A Coalition. I got mad shit, man. I got like 12 albums in the works. I mean, 12 albums done and like 4 more in the works. I got a album coming out with High Times, the first hip hop album with High Times, all music, all weed music. Got my new album coming out hosted by Fredro. Yeah, I got a bunch of shit going on, man, but I'm really focused on pushing that shit with Cypress Hill and Be Real, and Sticky. That's gonna be my
fucking word. And DL, that's something that Diva Mary Kay focuses on, and that's hip-hop history. And let me tell you, Diva, Mr. DL is creating hip-hop history, and that's why we mess with him so hard-body. He's a fam.
DL's a hard man.
man.
That's definitely what's up. Well, you know, Mikey T, I'm going to holler at you to holler at DL. I understand the chain of commands, baby. So we definitely want to get hip-hop history going on around here, and we definitely want to bring it to the youth because the youth listens. This show, we get the numbers back, and we know that the youth is listening. We got youth right now listening, so we want to make sure we definitely bring hip-hop history to them. So y'all make sure y'all call us up at 347-850-1521. That's 347-850-1521. We're going to get into this little snippet right here for Money Mo called Another Face in the Crowd, man. It's your girl, Diva Mary Kay. Let's go, man.
Another face in the crowd.
Yeah.
Just another face in the crowd.
Aha!
Pockets on swole, so I'm headed to the Louis store. I feel good, I feel great, now just give me more. I'm a party animal when I hit the floor. I got the numbers in my hand before I hit the door. I'm a beast, yo, man, I can't lie. I get these shorties what they want, then I say bye. Some hard dick, some bubble gum. A nice bitch, I got another one. Swag on the mill, going up like the stock market. See, I read them black range, yeah, I just parked it. I paint bitches with my words, I'm a nice artist. Man, I'm all about the team, never dishonest. I'm a winner, not talking about the sweepstakes. I'm on the move, so I really don't need breaks. You better catch up, man, if you're moving slow. Cause your time's ticking down like the Oprah show.
Don't you feel great? I feel so fly, and I hope you can relate. Got some brand new shoes and a brand new tee. It's the same old dude, but a brand new me. I've been up and I've been down. Thought I was the coolest motherfucker around, but I'm just another face,
another
in, the
face in the crowd.
I said I'm just another face in the crowd.
I said I'm just another face in the crowd, yeah. It's your girl, Diva Mary Kay. You're now tuning in live to Diva Spot Radio, ENT. Man, we definitely getting
know.
It in.
That was Five Alive, baby. Let them know that was Five Alive, baby. That was Five Alive on that joint.
That was definitely Five Alive on that joint right there, man. I like that, just another face in the crowd. That was hot, and, you know, there's a couple of minutes that we got left. Low Pro, how do you make sure you put yourself out there as a frontliner and make sure you just that you're not another face in the crowd?
Good question, baby.
One way or another, they're gonna hear my name, see my face, and know what I'm doing, because I ain't stopping. I'm going to keep hitting everybody in their head until they beg me to drop dead, and that's just what it is, like feeding time, and I'm hungry as a motherfucker, so roll with it, or we rolling over you. The movement
That's definitely what's up. And Mikey T, I got the same question for you. I know you're doing a lot of big things. I know you're having a lot of big meetings, and I know you're putting yourself out there and branding yourself, not just promoting yourself, branding yourself. How do you, out of all the people, all the things, all the photographers and all the people that's out there doing their thing, is something similar to what you do, because they can never, you know, identify what do you do. How do you make sure that you're not another face in the crowd?
Well, Diva, I let that crowd stand there, and I go over here, and then I stand here, and then I let everybody look at me.
I know that's
right. That's basically how I do it. Like honestly, look what I did with Freddie P.
Then he would look at that crowd and say, "I'm Mikey T, the movie star."
Look at me.
Word.
You fucking wait.
Well,
yo,
Mikey T.
There definitely is a big difference, and that's how I hold my make sure Diva Mary is not another face in the cloud. It's more important to have quality than quantity. I'm more off the quality of things, not the quantity of things. So that's one of the most important things to how I make sure I'm not another face in the crowd right there.
Real talk. That's what I'm saying. You see, that's Diva Mary Kay's answer. My answer is I just stand away from the crowd, you know, and take the spotlight with me a little bit. But no, I focus on, I do things that I want to do, you know, and that's what I feel like, things in my head that I'm interested in. Like, I'm thinking about what everybody else is interested in that they can't get to, and then I go and get to it, and then that light is shining right over on me while I'm at that, where they want to be, you know what I mean? Like with Freddie P. Freddie P was like, no, everyone was like, where's Freddie P? Where's Freddie P? In my head, I was like, where's Freddie P too? And I just got over to where the light wanted to be shining, and I was right there.
Most definitely. You put yourself, and y'all need to learn, that's the jewel that he dropped, you damn fools. He's putting himself in demand. He's in demand. He has a service that's in demand. He just, everybody can rock coochie and goose. You know what I'm saying? You got to put yourself in demand. You got to have something that people want. And if you don't have something that people want, then you ain't going to get Nata. But back to Low Pro before we get out of here. Low Pro, you got some shout outs. And, you know, let's go ahead and end the show because it's Low Pro time, man. It's Low Pro show.
The Low Pro show.
Yeah, you need to do that.
First off, I want to shout out Eva Mary Kay, of course, for letting me get on the show tonight. Future Guru, you already know, salute camp, you know. Shout out to Bangham, Mikey T, the whole Movie Star Management, the whole Feed the Wolves camp. I mean, there's a million of them, so there's way too many to lay the law. Matt B, Six Wars, Maybach Dice, Money Mo, South Sudan, Southside Sinatra, Ryan B.
Yeah.
Dion Brown, Dead Zone's Prophet, Teddy B.
Like, that's my little homie.
3 states long. It don't stop. We keep going.
That's right, that's right. Most definitely. Michael T, you got some shout outs?
I want to shout out Future Guru and Diva Mary Kay, two of the hardest workers on a Thursday night.
Yeah, that's true. No,
but I be seeing y'all do it on other nights too.
Nobody hot on Blog Talk on Thursday, you know, at all. Feed the Wolves shuts it down on Blog Talk.
We make room for each other too, because that's what a team does.
Yeah.
That's right.
Yeah. Well, definitely.
Shout out to Mikey T.
Yeah, big shout out to Mikey T. You definitely right about that. We make room for each other. You know what I'm saying? It ain't too many. It's Chiefs over here, but, you know, a lot of times it's too many Chiefs and no Indians. We know how to be Chiefs and Indians at the same time. Like, we definitely got that corporate level understanding going on over here. We make sure we make room. And that's what it's about. I definitely want to give a shout out to, first and foremost, the God of my understanding for always providing a way for me to be able to be used as a paladin and a tool to others. I want to give a shout out to Future Guru 100, the go-to guy that always have my back and supporting everything that I'm doing and making sure I'm always in boot camp 24/7 to make sure I'm doing the best of my abilities in my job. Big shout out to Mikey T for always staying on top of the situation, always be so informational, always coming through and supporting his artists and the Feed the Wolves movement. And big shout out to Low Pro, our special guest, for coming through, for hitting us with that big banging music that he got. And we making hip-hop history today. We will be networking with them later. Later on in the week, we definitely going to have him come back. Big shout-out to Ryan B, because, damn it, I'm broke. Yo, big shout-out to Ryan
B.
I'm broke. Damn it, I'm broke. Yeah, big shout-out to him. He definitely doing his thing, and he definitely going to be coming back to Diva Spot ENT. Shout-out to all the callers that come there, called in, Rock a Block, South Part of Dawn, Local Thugs. Everybody else that basically called in, and shout out to Bangham Smurf. You know, big shout out to Bangham. He is the top of the line of everything that's going on. We definitely salute him, and I just got to give a big shout out to him right now and his movement that he has. I'm definitely on board with him with Feed the Children Nation that he has over there, and we definitely going to be bringing and collecting funds for that. It's going to be coming to the website real soon where we can take your donations in because it's all about the kids every day. So big round of applause for him. No, and definitely, before we get out of here, I just want to say keep God first, family second, and everything will be all right. Let's go, y'all. Y'all make sure y'all tune in tomorrow to Frontline Fridays with my co-host, Tay Black. Frontline Fridays is definitely a popping show. We definitely winning over there. That's where all new music lives, and we got that hot mess news. Let's go. I'm signing out, Diva Mary Kay, because I love it, man.
See the boat. Movie Star Management. Know who it is. I ain't in this for a hobby, I ain't here to fucking play. Just believe I'm in this shit to make a motherfucking name. This a movement, if you ain't with it, you getting dropped like a motherfucking turn up in the toilet, get crushed. Round and round, I'm running circles round these phonies, give it up. Hurry up and die already, here's your coffin, close it up.
I'm riding with the movie star, so you know I'm going hard in the paint. Picture perfect with my mind. Man, I do this for the bright lights and big crowd cheering. I do this for respect, like I'm locked down in prison. I point like a shooter, but I ain't trying to shoot ya. Holla at the goons and all the rules are gonna chew through ya, huh? I do this shit for the love of music, but I do this for money and fame. Don't get it twisted, nah. I do this for myself, nobody else. Racing to the finish while I'm diminishing your record.
Hey, yo, I do this for the love, not affected by the hate. Yo, I do this for my fame, I don't do this for the fake. Yo, I do this for respect, I don't do this shit for play. Hey, hey, all day, you know I'm doing my thing. I do this. Shout out to all my dogs who riding for the cause. Mikey G, the movie star, bang on Smurf, be the wolf. Man, I do this. Nobody helping me get mine. Nobody knows nobody. Everybody lies. Gonna make it on my own. No one's gonna stop my grind. I don't see nobody stopping me from mine. I was born to fly, stay high till I die. Smoking on that killer kush, mix it with a little sour. Don't get it twisted. My eyes on the prize. Vision's clear and I'm focused and passing by these phonies. I stay low pro, always on my grind. 24/7, bitch, 365. What you need? I got it. Need some blow or some chronic. If you're trying to pop a pill, holla at your boy. Me from mine, fuck a snitch, fuck a hater, fuck the police and they moms. Gonna get it regardless, homie, you gotta stay heartless. So fuck with me, I'm mine, but you might end up a dearly departed.
I'm chilling out with Satan, plotting on my recreation. How do all the inspiration through my